Here are today's top stories. Well, he did it. President Obama said radical Islam today at a press conference. And now we wait. The president suggested that blaming Islam and not ISIS for this attack is playing right into the terrorists' hands. Now more comes out about the killer who allegedly frequented the gay club that he attacked and was allegedly on a gay dating app. If that's true, what again does radical Islam have to do with any of this? And more importantly, is anyone going to walk back their knee-jerk opinions from the last 3 days? Trump? A new poll says that Hillary Clinton has a 12-point lead over Donald Trump, so happy birthday. Will gun control get on the agenda for Congress this summer? Well, North Shore Republican Bob Dole, no relationship to Bob Dole, is breaking ranks with his Republican Party pushing for legislation. So we'll see what that means in the long run. It was also reported today that Russian government hackers attacked the DNC to get opposition research on Donald Trump. You really need to hack a political party for that? Just read the Washington Post. Up top. Trump banned the paper from covering his campaign because he says they are inaccurate and they say too many mean things about me. If that's the baseline for what gets banned in Trump America, it's going to suck when we can't watch, listen to, or read anything. We'll just watch Miss America pageants on a loop. Locally, the newspapers have dug deep on former police superintendent Gary McCarthy's emails, and I guess McCarthy forwarded his termination letter to his wife with the message he didn't have the balls to sign it himself. The he is Mayor Emanuel. Although that line is so much better when you read it like Gary McCarthy. He didn't have the balls to sign it himself. He didn't have the balls to sign it himself. He didn't sign balls to sign it himself. Now imagine him saying that while he's lifting big weights. He didn't have the balls to sign it himself. He didn't have the balls to sign it himself. 18 lions have been rounded up and put on trial in India, because I guess one of them is attacking people. Lion number 4, step forward. Listen, we know you did it. Okay, your buddy ratted you out. Just sign this paper right here that says you did it, and we won't hit you again with the cattle prod. It's simple. When hearing of this news, the dentist from Minnesota told his hygienist, hold my calls, I gotta get to India right now. They need me. The World Health Organization says that the Zika virus isn't enough of a threat to postpone or move the 2016 Olympics from Rio, which really means nobody wants it. I mean, economic albatross or deadly virus? You know what? There's a good chance I won't get bitten by a mosquito. Kanye West announces St. Pablo tour with 2 stops in Chicago this fall. Kanye, of course, will want us to sell out that show and also bow to his genius before committing to that second show. So if you're listening right now, Kanye, we love you. We love you so, so much. Please, please be a genius for us. In weather, all right, pause this weather right here. This is perfect. A perfect combination of sun and wind. In sports, the Sox showed some grit last night with an extra innings win against the Tigers, erasing a 7-run deficit. Could this be a turnaround game? Keep it up, y'all. The Northsiders had the misfortune of running into Max Scherzer last night, who shut down the Cubs' bats. Some are suggesting that this trip to D.C. against the Nationals is the Cubs' first true test because of the pitching matchups. Tonight, they get Gio Gonzalez. Meh. Big deal. John Lackey hits the mound for the Cubs. The Bears' minicamp is underway, and Alshon Jeffrey's in the house. So much wasted keystrokes on that non-existent drama. Also, wide receiver Marquise Wilson left camp for undisclosed reasons. Wilson could be on the bubble with all the receivers in the mix this year and Kevin White being healthy. And a big win last night for LeBron as he pushed a game 6 in Cleveland. Bron responded to the crybaby claims with 41 points and 16 boards last night. Monster! Still, Warriors will probably win in Cleveland just like they did last year. And finally, Larry David announced today that he's going to do another season of his hit TV show, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I guess his latest show, Playing Bernie Sanders, must have been canceled. Well, that's the carryout for June 14, 2016. Hey, do you like Parmesan cheese in those little packets? Oh, you do? Great, because I'm going to give you like 30 of them, okay?